Hi, everyone. It's Lindsay Pinchuk, marketing expert and host of Dear Founder. I built my first company alongside social media and have been using basic Instagram tactics to build and grow my own companies and that of dozens of clients over the last 12 years. And with that, you have asked, and so I'm answering, and I'm bringing back my Instagram for Small Business Bootcamp for a live class. This two-hour workshop followed by a Q&A will give you a strong foundation to use Instagram for your own business. You can check out more information and what you'll find inside through the link in the show notes. Make sure you save yourself a seat because space is limited. Let me know if you have any questions. And now on to today's episode. Dear Founder, I'm your host, Lindsay Pinchuk. At 30 years old, I founded my first company with just $500, building it to reach 3 million people and generate seven figures in revenue for 6 years straight, all before I sold it. A decade later, I exited with one goal, to support other women in business through their own entrepreneurship journeys. As an entrepreneur, you wear every hat. You burn the midnight oil, and most of all, you pour your heart and soul into everything you do. But there's no blueprint for success. Every week on Dear Founder, you'll get to sit in as I pick the brain of some of my closest female founder contacts. Save yourself time, money, and hassle listening to the lessons of those who have already done it. You'll also have the chance to hear about my own founder journey, how I built my first company, and now how I'm building my second, as I share solo episodes filled with actionable lessons and steps that you can apply to your business immediately. Make sure to subscribe now so that we can build our businesses together each and every week. Now, let's get into today's episode. The struggle on Instagram is real. Does this sound familiar to you too? Well, last year, my friend Peloton's Jen Sherman opened up to me sharing that she really didn't know what the hell she was doing on social media, particularly on Instagram, and that with 200,000 followers, she had never made a reel before. I was utterly flabbergasted. But honestly, I am honored that she shared this with me because not only did she open up to me, when she recorded the three episodes of Dear Founder that you're about to hear that we're rerunning this week, she also opened up to all of you. And so many of you told me that you appreciated her honesty as you felt the same way. Now, once Jen came out of the social media closet, so many of you did too. She's been working so hard on growing her Instagram. It's up over 12% since last year. And she also has a brand new TikTok handle with her best friend, Pam Sunshine, at Sunny and Jen. It is all the rage and you absolutely are going to want to check it out. But most important, she's having fun on her own terms. And you can too. First and foremost, make sure you tune in all week long as we rerun these amazing conversations that will surely light a fire under your ass to get your own Instagram up, running, and going for your own small business. You're going to want to take out a pen and paper because there are some amazing concrete tips and steps that you're going to want to apply immediately as soon as this podcast is over. Second, grab my Reels cheat sheet and social media challenge linked in today's show notes. And last, if you want more, so many of you have asked that I'm bringing back my course, Instagram for Small Business Bootcamp. It's actually a workshop. It's only 2 hours. It's next Monday, March 18th, live, and a Q&A live next Tuesday, March 19th. And it's not to be missed. You're going to want to grab a seat before they're all taken. But for now, on to today's episode. Today's guest needs no introduction. Many of you already know her either from being a part of the Peloton community, from Dear Founder, or from my many social media references. But in case you are living under a rock over here and you don't know who Jen Sherman is, she is Peloton's original instructor. She's been there since the very beginning. She has seen it all. Jen so graciously came onto Dear Founder this past summer, and you guys made her episode the number one downloaded episode of all time out of all 125. Many of you reached out and you commented about how naturally Jen and I connected through our conversation. And I swear to God, my best friend has been telling me for years, long before I even owned a bike, that Jen and I would become friends and we would be friends. And now we are. So yes. After Jen was on Dear Founder, she invited me to ride with her in the studio in New York. And not only did she invite me, but she made good on that invitation, which I graciously accepted. And since then, Jen and I have continued to connect, going back and forth about family, our love for music, and who to listen to, and lately, social media for business. During a recent conversation, I told Jen that she really had to up her game, especially when it came to social media.
She has a community who's hungry to see more of her and who connects with her on a level that really so many can and will never achieve. And during this conversation, Jen admitted that she had never made a reel before. I was totally floored, absolutely shocked. My mouth was on the floor. I did not believe her. But after Jen and I both shared this on social media, the door has been open, and it's been open wide. And so many of you have come forward telling me that you too are very insecure about using social media, especially for business. You've never made a reel and you don't even know what the hell you're doing. So this leads us to today's conversation, because Jen is here back on Dear Founder to talk about the imposter syndrome she feels on social media, how she's getting over it, and most important, how we're going to fix it. So on that note, please give a warm welcome back to my friend, Jen Sherman.
What is up, everybody? Hi, Liz.
Hi, Jen. I'm so good to see you.
Me too, because I'm going to kick it off by just saying the struggle is beyond real. And look at that. It's a little beyond real. No pun intended. It is... I am so glad that you and I stumbled upon this topic, because I've been very open about the fact that I need so much help on social. I just didn't really go for it and find the help. And this sort of just happened with you and I in conversation, something you're really good at, and it's something that you knew how to do really well. And I am so glad that we brought up the conversation that day, because I'm in it now. I'm trying.
You're doing a great job, and I'm really proud of you. And I actually meant to say before we started recording, I hope you don't find it so annoying when I like text you and I'm like, share this, post this. Okay. Because I have been doing that to Jen a lot lately. I've been like popping up saying, where the fuck is your reel? Or like, what's going on? Or you need to post this or share this, tag these people. And I want to ask you before we kind of get into the meat and bones of this is like, what made you say that to me that day? Like, what was it that you were like, you like were a little embarrassed to say, I've never made a reel, but like, what was it? Why did you bring it up? Why did you say it?
Well, first of all, because I've become so fond of you and your podcast, and you are just so comfortable. It's what you know the ins and outs of this. And so I knew I was speaking to someone who knows how to do all this and do it the right way. And I knew that I could tell you and that you'd possibly be there to help. And I knew that you would start out simple with me, which is what I needed as a 53-year-old woman who is not social media savvy at all. You didn't make it overwhelming, and you broke it down for me, and you kind of held my hand. I mean, there's so much more to learn, but that's why I brought it up to you. I just had such a feeling that you would be able to give me some insight, and I needed that. And quick comment on what you just said about the reminders. Maybe not everybody needs that. I need that. I need that. So I am thrilled that you're actually saying you didn't post today, or you did this at Peloton today. Put some of that up. Like, what are you doing? Stay with it. Great job. I actually need the encouragement.
Good. Okay. I'm glad I'm not annoying. So before I move forward, I also just want to give everyone a little bit of an introduction. You don't need to share your whole story. Anyone who wants your whole story can go back and listen to our amazing first podcast that has been listened to so many thousands of times. But I would like for you to share kind of where you are in Peloton, because you came to Peloton during a time when social media wasn't what it is now. So I'd like for you to kind of paint the picture of where you are, Jen Sherman, at Peloton, and how it relates to your social media.
Okay. So 10 years in, coming up on my 10-year anniversary. And you are absolutely right. When I joined Peloton and we were a little grassroots movement, if you want to call it, startup, social existed, but obviously not the way it does now. It doesn't drive business and branding and all of those things the way that it does now. So when I got to Peloton, I was a little bit at a disadvantage, just because, as Peloton members know, all of my teammates are younger than me. And in general, that younger demographic is just so much more adept at social media. But I didn't feel the pressure in the first year, two or three kind of thing, to really figure it out. But then it just started to bombard me. I was seeing what everyone else was doing. Peloton was certainly encouraging us all. We would have weekly meetings about it. And I would just say, guys, like, I'm helpless. Like, I don't know how to do this. This is actually hard for me. Like, it was hard for me, as silly as it sounds. And I needed the handholding. I needed the help. But also, you need to be motivated to want to figure it out. And it took me this long. It took me this long. You know, people can try to walk you through it and help you and encourage you and give you advice on what your social media landscape should look like. But until you're ready to really open up your brain and say, like, I'm going to give this a real shot. It's not going to be perfect, but that's probably what they're going to love about it. I don't know why it took you and I and our conversation for that to finally click. And I don't know where I'm going with it, but I'm diving in and I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Hi guys, it's me, Lindsay Pinchuk. A lot of you have reached out to share your own social media struggle with me. Whether you're overwhelmed by all the features, can't handle the technical options, or just don't know where to start for your business, you're paralyzed. And I totally, totally get it. I don't want you to spend another minute stuck in the social media closet, embarrassed that you can't figure it out. Let's fix it. Later this spring, I'm going to hold your hand and walk you step by step through my signature class, Social Media for Small Business Bootcamp, with 5 live lessons over 5 days. We'll get you set up, running, and understanding how to apply social media basics for business growth. And we're going to be doing it together. You'll learn what to post where, when, and why. We'll make reels, and you'll learn some of my favorite and easy strategies for growth. And the best part, you're going to get to meet and interact with many other small business owners just like you. Does this sound like something you could get on board with? Let me know. Click the link in my show notes. Get on the wait list. You're going to be the first to know when registration is live in just a couple of weeks. Let me know if you have any questions.
I told you from the beginning, it has to be fun. It can't feel like work. It can't feel like something you have to do, because then people see through that as well. And so one of the things, though, that I want to point out about you that is different from many of your coworkers is that you had community first. You had and have community, whereas a lot of your co-instructors have, yes, built a community, but they've come in and kind of had to just start from, you know, ground zero and build that up. You have people following you, like, end of story. And so now for you, it's harnessing that community a little bit better on social media. And that's kind of, it's not that you've done a crap job. You haven't. You have a social media presence, but it's really kind of taking it to the next level. So what happened since you made those first few reels? Like, what's kind of happened? Like, have you noticed changes on your social media?
And it has, it has blown up, as they say. Listen, I don't know what it's done yet. It's what, we're 2 weeks into this little, I don't even want to call it a project, because I really do plan on moving forward and making this a regular part of something that I do. It's a part of my job. That's the way I'm looking at it now. It's not that I didn't look at it that way all the time, but I think I was just shutting down because I really just didn't know what I was doing. I don't know what it's done in terms of analytics, and maybe we'll talk about analytics, because that's a whole other piece of social media that scares someone like Jen Sherman, like the analytics. I'm starting to now understand a little bit more and dive into that a little bit more, but I just know that the response has been incredible. Oh my God, me too. I have a small business. I'm 55. I don't know how to do a damn thing. I can't get my teenage son or daughter to help me. I'm trying to teach myself, but I'm struggling. You're doing great. Can you teach me what you've learned? I don't even know what button to press to make the most basic reel. That's what's sort of been going on for the last 2 weeks, I'd say.
That makes me so happy. And I don't know if you remember, but I said to you when we first started talking about this, I said you were going to visit Carly, and I said, can't you ask Carly to help you? But then I did kind of put my foot in my mouth, because I have asked my 12-year-old to help me with TikTok many times, and she rolls her eyes just like Carly rolled her eyes at you. So I get it. I get it.
Well, listen, someone might have a kid out there who's so willing to help their mom. Carly doesn't even want me on social media. So getting her to help me is, she's got better things to do.
What have your colleagues said?
Oh my gosh, I'm loving it. It's so fun at work. Listen, if you ride with me, if you know anything about me, it's just innate for me to make fun of myself. It's something that I've always done. And I can make fun of myself all damn day long. And this little, this social media situation has been something that I've been openly making fun of myself about to my coworkers, with my coworkers, whenever we're in team meetings and it's a social media discussion going on. I'm like, what's TikTok? Like, you know, I'm that one in the background. And so everybody knows that it's been such a struggle for me. They are so encouraging. Everybody is sending me messages, cheering me on. I've put a few of those up where I've, you know, captured some fun content with my co-instructors, and they have been awesome. And everyone has said to me, I will sit down with you. I will help you to learn how to do this. Now you have to start doing this. Now you have to, you know, kick it up a notch. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to start to learn how to do all those things.
Do you find that it's easier now that you've kind of taken that first step to now take like the second step and the third step and to do those different things? Like, I know you and I have talked a couple of times and I've said, well, now that you did like a face to camera reel, I think mm-hmm. that you should go into the studio and film your coworkers and do this and do that. Like, do you find it easier to do it now that you've kind of like, one, made the commitment and two, taken the step to like do a little bit?
Not only is it easier and do I feel more comfortable, I'm like looking forward to it. Like when I know I'm about to capture a moment, like when I was teaching yesterday and that moment with Maddie Magiacomo and Ash Pryor came up, you know, that just was happening. And I grabbed my phone, and there's moments like that all the time. People want to see what's going on in the instructor green room. That's really fun content. And
I want to tell you this, like the reason I knew that that was posted was something you didn't see because it was in your Facebook group. Someone posted it and said, oh my God, I love that Jen's getting in on the Peloton shenanigans.
Yes.
And they put the link in. And so, you know, that goes back to what I've been saying to you for the last couple of months, even like people just want to see more of you.
Right.
People
and so
want to see you.
And of course, I am not recreating the wheel here. My teammates have been capturing all this ridiculously fun content forever. I just was never in on it. You know, I'd be in the background of someone else's video perhaps, but like now I'm kind of like, I'm excited to like, I was psyched to get to work yesterday to be like, I'm filming something. I don't know what I'm filming, but I'm filming something.
And I told you your next challenge is to do one of those TikTok dances with the girls who are with, you know, you got to really get them to instruct you on that. I mean, just do it.
That would be a moment. And I have no shame. I know. That's the one thing that I can have fun with this. I don't care if I look like a total dope in the background. I think that's what makes the content so fun. But I still am feeling, I'm still in that place where I feel overwhelmed by all the different things that you can do and how to do them. But I do feel that if someone shows me, teaches me, you taught, once you know how to do it, you know how to do it. And it's really not as complicated as I thought.
And it's building upon those basics, right?
Right. Okay. Yep.
Because you said to me in a text the other day, and you like left me hanging, you were like, you said, I have so many questions. And I said, great, I'm like stuck in my kid's bed right now. Fire away. And then Jen disappeared. So
I did.
So what are your questions? Because I want to answer some of your questions, and then I'm going to challenge you.
Okay. So two questions just right off the bat. Talk to me about reels in general and why, what's gone on with Instagram that's the content that they want. That's the content that they're favoring. I think I even saw, come across my phone that if you post a video to Instagram now, not a story, a video in your feed, that is automatically going to turn into a reel. Is that making any sense?
So yeah,
you are seen making that sense. Or heard that.
So it doesn't. Okay. So Instagram used to have two different video. Instagram had one video format at first. It was a video and you could put up to, it was like 3 minutes and then 10 minutes. It's changed over time. And that was like when I would do a TV segment, I would upload a video and it would come in my feed and it would be, you know, just video content. Then they added reels. So Reels were separate. So it was like a totally separate like function when you opened up like what to post, and it says, you know, post, story, reel.
Real.
It said post, story, reel, video. So it was different. Okay. If you were going to post something that was longer, then at first Reels were 60 seconds and then they went to 90 seconds. So if you were going to post something that was longer than that amount of time, it was
then it's video. Okay.
However, now they kind of lumped them in one in the same. So
it's almost like they're encouraging you to only make reels and right?
Correct.
Well, I know you have to do a little of everything. Yeah, you have to do a little of everything, right?
You do have to do a little bit of everything. You know, when you're on Instagram, you have to have a strategy for stories. You have to have a strategy for engagement. You have to have a strategy for posts, for reels, etc. Now,
what if you have zero strategy for anything?
You don't have zero strategy. You just think you have zero strategy.
Okay.
But what I want to answer your question and by saying to you, so this week, this was actually very interesting. This happened to me this week. I did a TV segment and I went to share it on Instagram. And when I went to share it, it automatically turned it into a reel, but it cut my segment to 90 seconds. And I didn't want to share 90 seconds of my segment. I wanted to share the full 8 minutes. It was an amazing segment. It highlighted a lot of awesome women. So yep. I ended up going and putting it as a post because I wanted the full 8 minutes, and you could do up to 10. So I wanted the full 8 minutes. So I did it as a post.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And that's just kind of one of those under the radar things that like Instagram has done. So like if you would have gone on and posted a reel or a video, it might have turned it into a reel, you know? And so.
Okay. Like, so I saw that.
So because they took that function away. Does that answer your question?
It does. And here's another question for you. So let's say I'm in the locker room at Peloton or I'm with Carly, you know, doing something that might seem interesting to people. What happens if you're filming something that's 25 minutes or 30 minutes? Are you supposed to do that live and then save that and then you post that?
So it's really kind of your process and what you decide your process is going to be. And a lot of what I share like in my classes and a lot of what I share on Instagram is it's like 30% what you post and like 70% what your process is. And a lot of people are very overwhelmed by the process of social media because you know, they feel like they have to check and tick all these boxes, right? So you really want to get into a place where you have a process, which is why I said to you last week, Jen, capture as much video content as possible because you can use it later. So
bank it all, right?
And bank it all. Like if you, first of all, for someone like you, you live in the public eye, I would not, you know, say in the moment, post something like that, you know, take something that's 25 minutes and post it. Like you want to think about what you're going to post anyway. And it's not, no harm, no foul to take a day or two or even a week. You know, no one needs to know where you are, what you're doing at every minute. So if you do have a video that's 10, 15, 20 minutes, you can go into your phone and you can pull it up in your camera roll and you can edit it down. You can cut it down and trim it down. So last night, you made a comment on the concert videos that I posted. One of the clips that I posted in my stories, I think the clip was 10 seconds, but it was like actually a minute long clip. And I just got a little piece of it. And I posted it this morning or late last night when I got home. So that's what I would recommend. Like I would really recommend banking your content and then kind of going back and scheduling it out and posting it. And, you know, and I know that I feel like that probably feels like far off to you. I don't think that it is very far off. I think that we will get you to a place where you can think about it a little bit more holistically. So you're not just posting off the cuff, but part of it is collecting the content so that you can do something with the content.
And collecting the ideas, right? Because I've thought of like some fun, cool ideas and maybe I'm not in the moment able to capture that content, but I'm keeping a little file in my notes of great things to sort of great ideas, great fun ideas.
And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about when I challenge you, because I know we talked about that last week as well. So, and exactly, that's exactly the point is that you want to have ideas and a list of things that you could get content for. And then you also, you naturally start thinking, like you naturally start, you'll be like, you know, at Peloton or in New York or at home or wherever you are. And you'll be like, oh, that would be great content. And you'll just grab a video, you know, right. I'm constantly, like, if I'm walking, taking videos. When I'm on a plane, I take videos outside the window. I take videos when I'm downtown in the city. And I actually had taken a video just of me walking on the Riverwalk last summer. And I realized that the building where I was supposed to work, like, right out of college was in that video. And then later on, I made a TikTok about it. And I made a TikTok about never actually working there. But it was post 9/11, but I had that content. So I just am constantly trying to grab content wherever I am, because you just don't know when you're going to want to use it. And it goes back to what I was saying. You want to be doing it consistently.
Is there a way to, do you have a process where you organize your content, or is just everything sitting in your camera roll and you literally have to, I guess you can make folders, right? Is that a smart way to do it? Because I had a really cool concept, a thought, which I'll discuss with you like off camera. And I know that I have the video, but I had to scroll back to like the earliest days at Peloton, and I'm scrolling back to 2014, 2013. It was taking me forever. I still haven't found it. It's there, but should content create, I'm not a content creator. I can't call myself that, not even close. But is that the smart thing to do, to try to pull this stuff and keep it in one spot?
Today's episode is brought to you by Hivecast, an amazing agency providing high quality podcast production made simple and affordable. I hit the jackpot when I came across Hivecast. As I pieced together services from contractors all over the web initially to help me with my podcast, Hivecast was everything that I needed all in one place. For just $500 per month, they not only produce and edit 4 episodes, but they also create the marketing assets. Emma, my account manager, is amazing, making sure that I'm on task and that we can schedule episodes regularly and by my deadlines. Honestly, the time saved working with Hivecast is worth at least triple what I'm paying. Their sister company, Fireside, offers other marketing services for small businesses, including social media management, Facebook and Instagram ads, search engine marketing, and so much more. Again, all at a rate palatable by a small business owner. The best part, there's no contract. You can purchase their services as needed on a monthly basis. Use the code FOUNDHER and save 50% off your first month of services. Give them a try. The decision to outsource this part of my business has surely saved me a ton in the long run, and it was the best decision I've made for my business.
So it's interesting that you say that, because I too found myself like scrolling back to 2013, 2014, quite recently, mm-hmm. looking for old videos from my first company. And I ended up sitting down one day and I went through my whole camera roll and I made a folder of all the pictures and videos from my first company, so that when I am making content, I have it in right one there. Place. I am one of these people that like, I have a photographic memory, so I can be like, okay, I know this took place in October of 2017, but I will say as time goes on, I'm getting like worse and worse at that. So it has been helpful for me to have all of those in one place. I think it really is dependent on if you want to put the time into
doing that.
And getting that.
I think it would actually might be helpful for me. Not that I have so much time on my hands, but if I could go through my camera roll and start and put everything in a place, all my Peloton footage, whether it's me hugging Cody on his birthday and it's a still photo, or it's like me and Emma Lovewell in a video clip from like homecoming from 4 years ago, I need to get that organized, because that's part of the struggle for me. Maybe not for someone else, but for me. My camera roll is a mess. And so that's going to be one of the side projects.
So just so you know, all you have to do is when you go into your photos, you can make a folder. So like you go to albums and then you click the plus sign and you would
make a
new album. Okay. You would make a new album or a new folder.
That bad, people.
Okay. But I'm just for people who might not know.
I appreciate it.
So you can make a new album or a new folder. Honestly, either one, it doesn't really matter. And when you're like in the car going to the city, take that time instead of scrolling on Instagram, take that time and just like
to do it.
I'm going to do years 2013 to 2015 and it'll take you 10, 15 minutes to do it, and just kind of put in that time up front. And a lot of what I tell my students all the time is just putting the time in up front. Like we build full content strategies together. And I say, when you have a full strategy, it's a lot easier to know what to post because you have created a strategy of what you're going to post. And so it's very easy to sit down and say, okay, this week I'm going to create 5 posts and these are the things I'm going to talk about. So, right. You know, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but like it is a lot of just putting that time in for your business and your personal right. brand and really just making the process that works for you. And I do think, especially as you start making more reels and we start putting posts up too, like homecoming's coming up for Peloton, yeah. you're going to want to refer back, you know, maybe on Thursdays, you'll do a carousel of throwback pictures from homecoming to promote homecoming. I mean, that's just, you know, an idea. Write it down.
Great idea. So, love that. Okay. Adding that to my, okay.
You know, like just different things like that. So I think that having the content in one place for you will be a lot easier to access as you're kind of trying to pull things together.
And then, you know, something that I've been thinking about also as I'm sort of diving into this new territory, I am not ashamed to admit that I love consuming content. I love consuming content. I love watching people put up things that I'm interested in. And so I don't know. It's just, it would be one thing if I wasn't a person who ever scrolled on my phone. And in my downtime, I spend a lot of time on this phone looking at people that I admire and or think are hilarious or funny or talented or whatever it might be. And so it brings it all full circle. I love to see really fun, you know, content. And so why shouldn't I try to be churning some of that out?
But you are. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You will get there.
Thank you.
You will get there. You know, one of the things I want to say about that too, and I don't know if this is something that you do, but you know, I know you and I have had some conversations about sharing other people's content too, and not just Peloton content, but you know, content of things that you like, things that you think are funny, and you don't have to like overdo it. But mm-hmm. you know, if there is a day that like you really aren't posting or sharing much, I do think it's best practice for you to share a couple things in your stories and tag those people because that's how you grow. Like if you, Jen Sherman, see like a great podcast or a funny reel or like just anything, you know, and you share it to your story and you make a little comment about it and you tag either the poster or the people in it, there's a chance that a good chance, especially because it's you and you have a big following and people know who you are, that they will share it. And that's how you get new followers. So it's okay to share other people's stuff, especially people who you like, who you believe in, who you think are funny. Like,
Let me ask you, would this have been a perfect moment? So Rob Lowe, who I adore and love and I'm still obsessed with, he's coming out. There's a new show coming out with him and his son that I am so excited for. He yes. posted about it, and that's how I found out about it. I went to take a screenshot to post it, tag him, and I would have said something like, oh my God, like counting the moments for this new TV show. Something like that would be a perfect slow day, like throw that up.
Yes.
Okay. Didn't do it, but I should have. But I'm going to go back and do it.
And he might have a post that you can share if it's something in his feed and you can click the little like share button and share it.
I tried. That's why it didn't happen. I did click that little button and I tried to actually share his, but even if I take a screenshot, I'll do that.
And that you can take a screenshot too, which is great. I mean, it's like very similar. Like, yes, I don't know if you saw it yesterday. Jamie Lee Curtis said something about having matinee concerts. Like, and she talked about Bruce.
She sure did. And I saw it.
Well, I shared it and I said,
Bruce, I saw it.
Yeah. And I said in the thing, where are my concert people? What do you guys think of this? And I tagged you. I tagged Carrie Sokol. I tagged my best friend, Samantha, you know, and you are all the people I know who love live music as much as me. And so like that.
So I should have repurposed that and reposted
you
it. That could have been something.
You could have shared the original, but like you would have shared it. You should have like tagged Jamie Lee Curtis in it and been like, yes, Jamie Lee Curtis, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So that kind of stuff. I think it's really important to be social on social media. So,
okay.
Which kind of leads me into like where I want to go with this conversation in terms of like what's next for you, Jen Sherman. So, you know, we have talked a lot about like ideas and reels and, you know, just kind of creation and things that you could be doing. And we've talked about this both here in the last few minutes and while we've had these discussions. But I really would like to, if you're game, to sort of formalize a little challenge for you and give you 5 easy things that you can be doing on social media to up your game. And then maybe have a little check-in with you. It doesn't have to be on the podcast. You know, maybe we could do a little video or a live or something. But I want to hold you accountable, because that is how you're going to grow. And as I'm sharing this with you, I'm hoping that the listeners that are sharing, especially those listeners who are like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing either, I hope that they will take a note and they will follow along with it as well. So,
Lindsay, you don't scare me. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Hi, guys. It's me, Lindsay. I wanted to tell you about HoneyBook, the new tool I've been using to automate my business. This past December, I felt that things were a little bit disjointed. My coaching and consulting contracts and client acquisition process wasn't automated. And honestly, I just kind of felt like a mess. And then someone introduced me to HoneyBook. They're the leading client flow platform for independent businesses. And it's what I use to make my client acquisition and payment processes as easy as possible, not just for me, but for you. HoneyBook allows me to manage my workflow and my client experience, streamlining all the steps that it takes to sell and deliver my personalized services. By combining tools like billing and contracts and client communication, HoneyBook helps independents get organized and provide top-tier service at every step, and I have loved it so far. The best client experiences truly are built on HoneyBook, and I am totally sold. You can check out the link in my show notes and give it a try for $1 a month through February 27th.
Here's what I want you to do. So the first thing is consistency. And that's something we've talked a lot about. You have to be consistent on social media. If you're not consistent, it's just not going to work. You know,
want to see how seriously I'm taking this? I'm taking notes.
And we're recording. So you're really taking it seriously, because I'll give you the recording too.
No, I want it in my phone.
Great.
Go on.
Great. So consistency is key, because as you've seen, and I know just from following you for as long as I have, there are times when, you know, you like fucking disappear.
I disappear for weeks.
You, for example, when you had the flu, I knew you had the flu, and your like tribe was going bananas. Everyone was wondering where the fuck you were. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, Jenna's the flu. Why isn't she just posting on social media that I have the flu? So like, You have to be like consistent in what you're doing. You can't disappear for weeks on end. So my first thing is, I do want you to post at least 2 to 3 reels per week. And this is something that we've discussed previously. I'm not even going to get into posts right now. I really just want you to stick with the reels and use the reels to start generating more engagement and more awareness. So that's the first thing. Okay.
Okay. Love it. Okay. Got it.
At least 2 to 3, at least. So like you, that means.
Now I'm adding at least. I'm typing the words at least before the 2 to 3. Go on.
And so this is the second thing is something that I think is also very important. And it's not, you can't post and ghost. Okay. And that is something you can't. You have like social media is called social media because social, it's a 2-way street. Do you have to like and comment on everything? No, you do not. You have a very big following. That's impossible unless you have a virtual assistant helping you. And I know you don't right now. And I know that maybe we will get there, because I've been urging you to do that. But I do think it's important for you to go on and for you to comment on some things and like some of the things, because
I've been better.
You have been better. But when you do that and you engage, you're showing Instagram that you're actually there. And then they will share your stuff with more and more people. So, you know, do you have to respond to every DM? No. If you were a smaller business, and I'm saying this for the small businesses listening, I would say, yes, you need to respond to every DM. You, Jen Sherman, you are a public figure. You don't need to. What's your question?
I will tell you that in the early days of Peloton, when it was manageable and sustainable, I responded to everything.
I know you told me that.
I really did. That was part of, before I went to bed at night, that was the last thing. Again, I considered it as part of my job. I enjoyed doing it. It was doable back then, not quite as doable now. I would say to small businesses, and when you're trying to really build your brand, I know that reaching back out to those people that message me meant so much to them. And I really got to know in the early days, I got to know my community. I really did get to know it through those DMs.
And that's a really important point to bring up to people who are starting out, who are trying to build a community. We said at the top of this, Jen Sherman has a big community. So, you know, and that's why you have a community. You don't have a community because you sat back and did nothing. You have a community because you cared and you engaged. And it's not that you don't anymore. It's that you have grown so much. It really is not feasible when you have 200,000 something followers to be responding. And also a lot of people's comments go into your other folder. I don't even know if you know that exists, but
I do. Yep.
Okay. Yep. You have an other folder. And if you're not following those people, it goes into your other follower and your other folder. And it's just too hard to manage, but it's not hard for you to like comments and for you to, you know, drop some emojis back or say, thank you for following. Or, you know, I do think that that gesture goes
easy, especially when a comment, especially when a comment catches my eye, like something like really, I have been like writing back, really keeping it short and sweet. Does hearting a comment do anything for you?
Well, that's liking a comment. So like,
that's the like, okay.
You know, you can like the comment, but like, I think it's good to have a little bit of a mix. And again, if you're a small business listening, you should be responding to every comment. You should be liking every comment and you should be replying to every DM. That's for small businesses.
Yeah.
So that's that. Okay. My third thing is I want you to make it a goal to share some content from your community. And I think that, you know,
posting?
Okay. Yes. You and I talked about that the other day. After you have rides, whether they're, you know, live, not and there's no one in the studio, or you're in the studio with people and people are posting, you don't have to or want to really reshare everything. But I do think that it's so fun for your community when you share a few different posts that go up and tag them and say, thanks for riding. It's so easy for you.
Yep.
And it makes people want to share and share their experience with you. And then what ends up happening is they see it and then they reshare it. Ah, Jen Sherman shared. You asked me before we got on this, you said, is Matt Nathanson your friend? He shared your video. And I said, no, but he, you know, it has a manageable number of followers. And so that's not the first time he's shared my videos. He's very gracious. Right. After a concert, he shares all the videos. So, you know, I think that it's a really nice thing for you to do, especially because you're so focused on community and it's easy.
I used to be very good at that. That was one thing because it was so simple to do. And I fell off a little bit, but now there's just no excuse to not do that.
It's
you know?
Very easy as a business when someone tags you to say thank you by sharing back. And you don't even have to make a comment. You can just share. Like, that's okay. Okay.
Yep.
The fourth thing that I want you to do, and this is a little more involved, we haven't talked about this yet. I do
Bring
want
on.
You to start asking polls in your stories. And I can show you how to do that. So you can...
I actually know how to do it. So
okay.
I do.
So whether it's about TV shows and pop culture, which you love, or whether it's about what ride people are going to take on the weekends, or whether it's about maybe you say, which song would you want to hear on a playlist this weekend? And you do a poll. You know, that's a way for you to kind of control the narrative and ask a question and get engagement.
Okay. Got it.
You know, so like, and also when people do a poll, they're likely to advance to the next slide. So like a trick that I use is like, if I have something very important that I want to post on Instagram in my stories, I might tee it up by doing like a random, like three slide poll of like nothing that has to do with business, you know, something fun, maybe pop culture, whatever, knowing that people will click through and vote. And then on that fourth slide, I make mention of like something that I want people to see. Does that make sense?
It does. What's your feeling on something I don't do ever? Should I be incorporating like the ask me questions or like the where you are posting the answers that everyone's like, you know, that kind
of
thing?
So I think that is, you know, I didn't include that in your challenge, but I think, and maybe you can give it a whirl and we can save it for another day. But I do think that that's a good idea. People have questions for you. And you know that. And, you know, I think that's a great way to engage with your community as well. Now, I think one of the greatest things about the Ask Me question is that, like, if you know you're going to be traveling and you're going to be bored, you can put that up like 12 hours before, let the questions come into your feed. And then, like, when you're in the airport, you can
go through it and answer the ones
that. And you don't even have to go on camera. Like, sometimes you can, or you can type it out, you know. And mm-hmm. I think, do you want to know the crazy thing about that? Is that that feature is what landed Bobby Brown on this podcast.
Because she answered.
No, she didn't. No, because someone asked, who do you want on your podcast?
And you answered. And she saw it. Okay. Wow.
But I think that that's an easy way also for you to control your own narrative and for you to make sure that you're sharing content that you want to share with your community and, like, letting people behind the curtain a little bit, but you control it. You don't have to answer questions you don't want to answer, which is.
Is that a reel? No, that's in stories.
It's in your stories.
That's a stories feature. Okay. Got it. Okay.
And then the last thing is that this is something we talked about previously and I know you're doing, but is to keep a running list of ideas where you can tag other people in content, like podcasts, like authors, mm-hmm. TV shows, famous people, you know, bits of pop culture, people who ride with you, who are potentially famous that you know that you can share, that tag you, just like really people that you can engage with and share content and tag them so that you can, one, like, pay it forward and let them know that you love them too. And two, they will share it as well. And that helps you to expand your reach, and that reach number will continue to go up when people share your content.
Okay. And then how do you get more followers? Do you just beg? Do you pay them? Do you send them gifts?
No.
What do you do?
I will tell you, Instagram has become a really tough place to gain followers. When you talk to anyone in the social media arena right now, they will all say, we will all say, really, it's TikTok right now that is the growth vehicle. Okay. That's not to say that you cannot grow on Instagram. And I do think that for you, who you really haven't done any of these things, I think that by really starting off and sharing consistently and tagging people, and, you know, that's how you grow on Instagram. You go live with people, you tag people in content. That's how you grow. I mean, partnerships are everything, and it's really being a good social citizen. So, you know, I have seen a lot of growth for myself. My account is minuscule compared to yours, but I have seen a lot of growth in the last year when I've done things like go live with people, sharing content. You know, I do have a strategy where I boost some of my, like, very well-received posts. And when I say boost, I mean like $25. And when I have boosted posts out there and I'm controlling who they're served to through the communities on Instagram, I do see an increase in followers. And that just goes back to Meta wanting you to pay, right? And, like, you know, so, but it's mm-hmm. my business. And so for mm-hmm. me, it is a good investment, and it's better for me to invest there than other places of advertising because I do see traction. So for a small business owner who's listening, you know, I would say if you have a post that does really well, and I'm going to give this example because I think it's important, like, I had a nine-figure apparel brand that I was working for. They were sold at Target. And we shared a funny quote from Scary Mommy. It was like, it was a dumb quote. I mean, it was a dumb quote that would resonate with any mom. And right off the bat, it started getting crazy amounts of likes and comments. And people, it was resonating with the community. Mm-hmm. And we said, okay, let's boost it. And we boosted it for $30. You know, this brand maybe had 80,000 followers. We boosted it for $30. By the end of the boost, this one asset that we shared had gotten them 500 new followers. It had been shared 1,200 times, and it was by far their most well-received post that they'd ever shared, more than any piece of clothing of their own. And that just really goes to show that, one, you need to be connecting with your community, and when you do connect with your community, that's how you grow. You know, even if you put a little money behind it, but that's the most important part of social media.
And then here's just one other question, big overarching question. What do you say to someone like me who, I do feel like I know my demographic really well. What do you say to me? I'm aware that Instagram is dying. I'm now in this enough to know that it's all about TikTok. I don't care what you tell me. And I'm not ready to make that jump and that leap. But I'm starting to take this time to invest in doing all this. And will it be for naught? Because if you listen to anyone that knows anything about social media landscape, you don't have to listen very long to know Instagram's over. I don't know if it's over.
Instagram's over. I really wouldn't. Businesses rely on Instagram.
Okay.
You know, Instagram.
But isn't that going by the wayside? And aren't we going to see that it's already starting to move over to TikTok and it's just going to go that way? Should I be learning how to go on TikTok?
Maybe eventually, you know, okay. I would say it's a little bit of both, but I have to be honest, so I am just starting to dabble in TikTok as well. It is not my favorite thing in the world. And part of why I don't do it a lot, it's not because I'm not insecure about it. I just don't find it fun. I find it annoying. Okay. And so that's part of it. The second thing for me is and I would say this probably for you a little as well. My demographic isn't really my ideal client is not yet on TikTok, maybe a little and maybe starting. But when I share things on TikTok, I have to share things differently in order for them to resonate with people because it's a younger demographic.
Now, correct. Okay.
So I'm going
to, it's getting into a whole new territory, I guess is.
Yeah.
And the reason why I even brought it up is because I am not ashamed to admit I love TikTok. I am on TikTok more than I ever thought I would be. I didn't understand a thing about it. And now I am going and viewing TikTok. Of course, I spend my due diligence on Instagram. I have to. But when I just want to chill out, I follow certain people that I love so much. And I am loving TikTok. You actually said you think it's, we all have different feelings about it. So
no, I don't think it's annoying to watch. I think it's annoying to create content for me right now.
Okay.
I don't
mind
watching. But I will say, there's this woman who I interviewed on the podcast. Her name is Betty Kaowet. She actually got a book deal this week. And she's young. She's in her 20s. And she became a rising star on TikTok as a book expert, a book reviewer. She's a book influencer. She's a genius. What she did is genius. She really started sharing books all over TikTok, and then the publishing houses started asking her to share their books and promote their books. She has 300,000 followers on TikTok, and then she now is in bed with all of the book publishers, and guess what? She got a book deal this week for the novel she's been writing.
Wow.
Talk about genius, right?
But she has
an Instagram account too. Her Instagram is not as big as TikTok, but she services it just as much as she does TikTok. So, she knows she has to be both places for what she wants to do. So, I don't think, I'm not saying count it out. I think I would tell you and I would tell any business owner, you have to master one before you master the other.
Absolutely.
You don't want to bite off more than you can chew.
Which I've already done, but no, I hear you.
But I just wanted your thoughts on it. Jen, do you feel that these five things that I just gave you are manageable for you to do within the next month?
Absolutely, positively. I do.
Okay, I'm holding you to it. And so are the many people who are going to hear this when this drops next week.
This is doable. This is a doable list.
Okay.
Very doable. And I'm hoping that it sort of creates a rhythm and something that just becomes natural. I'm not saying every week will look identical, but I know the point is you have to try. I understand. I've always understood that consistency on social is important. I just didn't do a damn thing about knowing that that's how you had to work it and maneuver it. But now I'm going to really try because I'm having fun. If I was miserable doing it, and maybe I'll feel differently in 6 months from now, I don't know, but it's actually fun. I'm finding it to be fun right now.
And I am actually going to put these five things into a document and I'm going to allow people to grab them and we're going to challenge together. You're not going to be in this alone. Okay.
And I want people out there to not feel alone because I'm telling you the feedback that I got over the last 2 weeks and what's been pouring in for you. I am so not alone. I am so not alone. There are so many founders, people that are trying to elevate their brand, people that just don't even know where to begin. And I'm here to say, you can take baby steps. And I'm doing that right now. And I'm really proud of myself.
I'm very proud of you too. And I just want to say thank you so much for being so open to this and receptive and being so supportive of me and what I do. I mean, I don't even think you realize how supportive you've been, and just you have been such a great guest to the show and friend to me, and I so appreciate it. And I appreciate your willingness to be open and honest about all of this, because that is what I preach all the time. Like, you have to share these things or else we don't grow. And by you doing this, I do think you're opening the door for a lot of other people. So thank you.
You're welcome. And ditto to all of that, what you just said, right back at you, girl, because I do appreciate all of your support as well. But you've been so helpful, and I really appreciate it.
I told you that you would love this episode and that it was so much fun, and I hope that you agreed, and I hope that you learned something from this conversation with Jen Sherman. I'm so grateful for her for being here and for sharing her story with us, and also just for being so honest and forthcoming about this challenge that she's clearly been facing and hasn't done anything about and has now made a commitment to resolve. And I'm really just so excited and thrilled to be a part of it and to just share it with all of you. I think it opens up the door, like I said earlier, to so many people also coming forward and saying, I don't know how to do this either. Can you help me? Because the answer is resoundingly yes. So I just want to make sure that you walk away from this understanding that there are a few key things when it comes to social media for small business. You just have to get started. All right, make a commitment. Jen has made this commitment, and I really admire her strength in doing so and just her ability to say, I'm going to do this. And she's been doing it. She's been doing it for the last few weeks. So make a commitment to get started. Take baby steps, okay? Take baby steps, learn one thing at a time, and build upon it. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's always okay to feel overwhelmed, right? And I want you to think about kind of what that process is for you for capturing content, the way that Jen and I talked about it in today's conversation, because it will make it so much easier for you in the long run. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and you had fun listening to this conversation. I also hope that you're taking away a lot of knowledge that you can apply immediately to your own Instagram account. Make sure you tune in on Thursday to hear what happened when Jen put each of these actions into place on her own Instagram, because she saw immediate results and we're going to share them. And then you can tune in Friday for the bonus episode, which was a guide to her insights and how you can read your insights and use your insights for your own small business. And don't forget, if you want more, so many of you have asked, so I am bringing back my workshop, Instagram for Small Business Bootcamp. It's a 2-hour workshop next Monday and a 1-hour Q&A next Tuesday. It will also be recorded, so if you can't make it live, it'll be sent straight to your inbox. Make sure that you grab a seat. The link is in the show notes. For now, have a great rest of the day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, and more to come on Thursday.